Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
When I first saw this, I was like, I don't know if this is fun or funny or interesting or whatever. Now I'm like, kind of is. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Yeah, you know, every day is like a National Cheeseburger Day, National Pickle Day.
Oh, it's always National something.
Yeah, yeah. Usually it's fun. Today's National Saxophone Day. And I said, that's not fun. And then...
That's sax.
That's sax.
That's really well done.
That's a saxy
really
day.
Well done.
Totally sax. So then you start listening to songs that have saxophones in them, and I'm like, it is funny. Listen. This has brought back my love of the saxophone.
I can't decide when I'm listening if I'm either in an elevator or I'm listening to, like, a Full House theme song.
Or if I took a time machine to 1986.
Yes.
I think I'm in a time machine is what it is. You know, my big saxophone memory, do you remember? My gosh.
You have one?
I do.
Okay.
Bill Clinton, when he was president, went on one of the late night shows. I think it may have been Letterman.
I thought it was Arsenio Hall.
Maybe it was Arsenio Hall. And I didn't know it. Nobody did at the time. He was a saxophone player, a big one and a good one.
Really?
And this is while he was president, went on there and played the saxophone. Like, as the band was playing, he played the saxophone.
And he had shades on, remember?
He did. He put those glasses
he
on.
He looked like the Blues Brothers.
Yes. He was totally rocking out. So
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, presidents don't do that anymore. Like, that was kind of like the first time I think that, you know, a president kind of like, whatever. Just show up on a late night show and play saxophone.
I don't picture Trump playing the sax anytime soon on late night.
No. Although,
not his vibe.
That'd be a ratings. That would be huge.
Oh, well, yeah, that could really change the poll.
That'd be huge. I'd watch. I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is, National Saxophone Day. I did play the saxophone in third grade. I was terrible. And, man, that thing was heavy. That's all I can remember. So, happy National Saxophone Day. Or as Melanie will tell you, this just sax.
99.5. Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Just played Jordan Davis. He's going to be at our guitar pool. So is Carly Pierce. And she's got big news. No, she's didn't get married again. That just happened like a month ago.
Is it baby news already?
You know, when I saw her name come across the screen this morning, I said, I wonder if this is going to be Carly Pierce baby news. She does have a new baby, but it's an album. And artists will call that their babies, by the way. It's self-titled. It's coming out on Valentine's Day. It's going to be her second album called Carly Pierce. And this is going to be her first big project since Tying the Knot with Michael Ray. I wonder if they're going to perform together. I did check. I didn't see anything about it. I wonder if they're going to perform together on this album on a song.
I'm sure. I mean, how can you not? I think it's like with anything. Look at Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. They're not even in the same genre, but you start dating, and then after a while, you got to do a song together.
Well, the only reason I really want, you know, was wondering, Carly Pierce, she has said that her ex-boyfriend really was kind of like the emotion behind her first album.
Right.
What was that big, Every Little Thing? That was all about him breaking up with him and how that was the best thing in her life.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this time it'll be all about Michael.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. It'd be weird if it was still about the ex-boyfriend.
It'll be a happier album, I think.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
All right. Also, Dolly Parton. Man, every celebrity's doing Netflix stuff. And Dolly Parton, also, she is doing an 8-movie anthology for Netflix. It's called...
It's an anthology.
Heartstrings. Well, it's like, think of like 8 series. Like 8 different...
Got it. Okay,
yeah.
So episodes?
Yeah.
For us normal people? Okay.
Yeah. It's like a...
Anthology.
Well, it's like little things that all equal one thing.
Got it. Okay.
Am I saying that right?
Feels so smart this morning.
It sounds correct.
Don't ask tough questions anymore,
okay.
All right? Don't ask what an anthology is. God. Anyway, so if you're into Dolly, there's going
to
be 8 little movies, all right? And Dolly's going to be in them, and they start on November 22nd, a few weeks away.
I can't wait for that anthology.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
What drives me crazy about this is I've worked so hard in life not to be late at things. Oh, my wife, before she was my wife, I think at one point she's like, I'll never marry you because you're late to everything. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll get better. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie. So now there's this new survey out. people who are always late are, get this, healthier A and happier B. I don't know about y'all. I like healthy and I love happy.
Yes. Yes to both of those things.
So this is a study out, and this was done at, by the way, because I know we'll get some texts. People go, oh, you and your studies, Harvard Medical School.
Ooh, the Harvard bomb.
Yeah.
There it is.
Dropping the Harvard all over you. All right. So here's the other thing. People who are always running late, they tend to be happier, healthier, and because of that, live longer.
Oh.
I'm trying to find something wrong with being late right now.
I'm just trying to find this article so I can send it to Brian. Because I'm with you. I was always late.
Researchers say people who are always late tend to have an extra sense of calmness. And that gives you, they say calmness is actually the root of happy, healthy, and living longer. Because you're calm. You're not stressed
all the time.
Well, that's the thing. So people who are chronically late, they never believe they're late. And here's what happens. The other people who are waiting for them, they get stressed out. They get mad. They get angry. So you're allowing somebody else's, you know, actions, motives, situation to make you upset, and you react to them.
So they need to continue this study and find out the effects on our partners, the partners of the people who are chronically late. Because I'm with you. I've gotten better at being on time. I really have to try to do it. But I'm sure Melissa got, like you said, really annoyed with you, stressed out when you weren't ready.
So crazy. Now like when I have to do something, she'll give me 100 texts to remind me. And I say, please stop reminding me. And then she goes, but if I don't, you'll be late or you'll forget.
That's Brian. Yep. He does the same thing.
Yeah. And even when like she had one of our kids at the dentist yesterday. So I was home doing dinner, doing everything. And she kept texting me about what to do, what time to do this, what time to do that. But I already know. And she goes, but you're always late.
You can't, I mean, the thing is I can't get mad when Brian does give me reminders. They are annoying. But at the same time, it's like, well, maybe I shouldn't have been late for so many years, and then he wouldn't have done it. And same with Melissa. Like, she's just going off of past experiences with you.
I get it. But now I'm worried I got to take out extra life insurance on her because clearly I'm going to live longer because of this study. Because she's always on time. I'm always late. I'm happy, healthy, and apparently living to be 150. So you got to think about this. So happy, healthy, late. Be late this morning and you're going to be happy. And maybe tell your boss, hey, you'll be happier if you're late too. Like, let's all be late. I'm going to schedule a meeting at 9 o'clock, but I don't want anyone to show up till 9:45 because we'll be happy that way.
Yeah, but I think that's probably why these people are happy. They're so late. They don't have jobs anymore.
As might be
so
right.
They're just living the dream.
God, it is the dream.
Stress free.
Congratulations to y'all who are late this morning. You might be running late right now.
Maybe.
Well, you got a lot more years to go to be late and upset people. It's 99.5 QIK. I almost feel a little vindicated by reading this. I feel pretty good.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Got to get this story in right here. This is just unbelievable. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So this nurse, she got to know this guy. He's autistic and he needed a heart transplant, but didn't have any family and he wasn't able to get on a donor list to get a heart and he wasn't going to make it. So she stepped up. Listen to this story.
He got sick in August of this past year out of the blue and he went to the physicians and they said that he needed a heart transplant, but they would not keep him on the heart transplant list because he had no support system. And so I think at some point, you know, God places people in situations in your life and you have a choice to do something, you know, about it. And I guess for me with this situation, there was no choice.
She's a hero. She adopts him. Unbelievable. He gets on the list. That's this morning's I'm not crying, you're crying.
Seriously, that's the best name for this because, oh my gosh, way to pull at my heartstrings.
Yeah, it's great.
Such a happy ending, though. That's great.
I know. Great people out there. I know it's easy. It's very easy. We're all inundated with our small screens to look around and just say, oh, everyone's bad. But, you know, that woman or someone just like her could be in the car next to you this morning on the bridge. So that's awesome. That is just a great story. Glad we could get that in this morning. And it's absolutely phenomenal to know that we share the air with good people like that. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
All right, let's get ready. Let's go. This week's In or Out. I'm Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So here's the scenario. You have to decide if you're in or you're out. Yeah, this might be the first one I'm out on.
Really?
Giving me the crease a little bit here. So there's this new thing that the National Institute of Health is doing. They're running a study. They're paying people $3,300 if you agree to get the flu on purpose. They want to monitor the symptoms, test some therapies and stuff like that. $3,300. Here is the in-or-out scenario related to this. For the rest of your life, you have to get the flu. What, Kevin? Jeez, he just banged his head on the counter back there. He's like, his head went flying. Once a year, you get the flu.
Okay, once a year. Uh-huh.
But you also, every year, will get an extra check for $3,300, which is what this study pays. It's the reward of this study. But it's not, you don't pick the years. It's not just this year. This is a for the rest of your life thing.
Now, can I go get a Z-Pack immediately, or do
I have to? Well, first off, Z-Pack treats bacterial infections. It's not going to help you with the flu.
Okay, well, whatever they give you after to help you.
Like, well, they do that one thing, but I don't think that works. They do the, they say it helps a little bit. You have to like go within like 10 hours of getting it.
Yeah, there's something
What's
that you
called?
Can try.
Not Theraflu. That's CVS. It's some antiviral.
Okay, so it's the full-blown flu. You can't go get something that helps you get over it, which there's not really anything anyway, but okay. Every year.
Yes. Okay, listen.
For the rest of your life. But so add 30.
I've done some math.
Yeah. Oh, I know you have.
So
yeah.
Kevin's
looking at interest rates.
That
he's looking
right.
at the Dow Jones Industrial.
Right.
He's trying to figure all this out.
So I'm 40. If I live till I'm 80, $3,300 a year for 40 years is $132,000.
Hello.
I'm in.
What? You of all people?
I'm in.
You of all people.
I'm in.
And just so y'all know, when Kevin's allergies flare up, Ooh. He's a nightmare to be around. I mean, he's complaining.
Really? Nightmare?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Melanie, what's the word?
Got to work on that.
I don't know. Guys can be such wimps when they're sick. It's
So do you like Nightmare?
No. Yeah, sure. Nightmare.
Yeah, okay. Nightmare yep. it is.
Fine.
I thought that was pretty
that.
Good. Yeah. I mean, he's like, oh, my nose.
Certainly not pleasant.
He's like, my nose hurts. What's wrong? Well, I've been blowing my nose. I've got, you know, and then the rest of the day, he doesn't want to talk to anyone because his nose hurts.
I'm in, though.
You're okay. I'm in. Hey, that's a lot of money.
Your
that's,
poor wife, though. I mean, I feel like she has to be
it's
in because she's going to have
year.
To put
yeah,
up
Yeah, once
with
a
you.
Year. And come on, what do you. What
it's
do,
once a year for what? A week. Less than a week? Yeah. A week? Come on. I'm in.
Stay healthy, you beat it quicker.
Yeah, I'm
you know
in.
What I mean?
I'm in.
Funny you say that, if it's a week, because I Googled it, of course,
oh,
and
gosh.
It lasts...
This ought to be accurate.
It lasts, you know, anything on Google's true, Mark.
Yeah.
1 to 2 weeks is the average flu, so I broke it down, so you got 3,300 extra divided by 2 weeks, that's $1,650 that you'd be getting per week of being sick.
Okay.
So I'm in.
I thought this was going down like a... Like a road where it's like, yeah, you can forget it. That's not enough money. So
no.
You both are in. You're going to say you're in on getting the flu once a year. But
yes.
Like this study's doing this year, you're going to accept the $3,300. This is in perpetuity for the rest of your life once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can get a Netflix season in of something, a series, while I'm sick.
God, you know that when you get that fever and you can't even sleep with the body aches.
It's for 1 week and I'm getting $3,000.
$132,000 over 40 years. I'm in.
What are you going to do with the money, Kevin, by the way?
There's a lot you can do.
Yeah.
I'd love to go on some vacations to, like, other countries.
When you get better.
When I get
yeah.
better, yes.
You don't want to be on the plane wearing that mask. That scares people. It really does.
I'm surprised you're out.
I didn't say I was out yet. I haven't decided. I was out, and then you guys sitting there watching y'all get rich. I'm like, I don't know if I'm out. We'll get to your calls and texts on the way. Jake Owen is on right now. All right, would you be in or would you be out of this scenario? 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. This is In or Out, the appropriately named segment that gives you a scenario that is like, there's a lot of upside, but oh boy, is there a lot of downside. This week's scenario is because the National Institute of Health, they're doing a study. They're giving people the flu. This is on purpose. They want to study your reactions, and then they want to study some treatments on you. They're going to pay you $3,300. So then we said, all right, let's go next level with In or Out. You get the flu every year, just once a year, okay? But you get $3,300 a year. This is every year for the rest of your life. Kevin, unbelievably, I think it's the first ever. Kevin is in.
I am.
We've been doing In or Out for, I don't know, probably the seventh, eighth time. And he's always been out. He's in right now. How much money will you make if you live another 40 years?
$132,000.
So that's 40. You get the flu 40 times. But you also, when you say it like that, that's
a lot.
Yeesh.
But it's only a week out of the year, and I get $132,000 in your remainder of your life.
I really like your optimism, But somebody texted in and made a great point. The older you get, it's not a week out of your life. Your body struggles.
Usually the flu, you know, causes demise in people sometimes when you get older. Yes,
right.
That has happened.
I don't think that your 40th time getting it is going to be as easy as your first time getting it.
So you're saying there's like a month maybe involved towards the end.
Maybe a little stay at the hospital.
What? Now we're hospitalized.
I'm still in.
He doesn't seem to care.
There's Melanie, so many loopholes here.
Right. Melanie's also in. My wife just texted me and said, I have to be out.
Because she would get the kids sick?
No.
Why?
No.
That's not
because she said she doesn't need a sixth kid to take care of. So.
Oh, you have to be out.
I have to be out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
She doesn't want a sixth baby in the house. So.
Yeah.
So you're out
point.
Because of your wife.
I'm a baby when I'm sick. I do. I sit in bed and frown.
So are most guys.
I know I do, too.
Really? Oh,
oh
I feel
yeah,
better
100%.
Now. Cool. I'm happy about that.
Oh,
I thought
my
I was
gosh.
The only one. So she said, I have to be out. She can't take it anymore. I'm out. So she answered for me. I don't even get a vote. I don't even get a vote.
Well, I need to know about the type of flu that we're getting here.
Because it's the flu. You're getting the flu.
I know, but people are nurses, and they're texting in, and they're saying how all these people die from the flu. Listen, I'm not going to die for $3,300. So if that's the case, then I'm out.
It's not bird flu, pig flu. It's not any of that. It's just the flu. It's regular
flu. But I'm living through it?
I can't make any promises.
Well, I'm not going to get sick and possibly die be in the hospital.
Well, money ain't free either, okay? There's a risk of this. $3,300.
I thought we were in a fake scenario and that it
all
was
all right, I'll tell you what. If you die the month that you die for the flu, we'll give your husband, Brian, double payment. So he'll get $6,600.
No.
Okay.
Man.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you for that asterisk.
We'll go to some texts here from St. Pete. This is great from Sarah. She says, I'm 100% in. Not only would I be out of work for 2 weeks and she gets paid sick days, she says, I'd probably lose 15 pounds. How and where do I sign up? Post a link on your Facebook page. That's unbelievable. We are getting a lot of nurses that are texting in, and I got to tell you,
those are the ones that are scaring me back out.
They are scaring you, but at the end, most of them are saying that they are in, and a lot of them are saying because of paid sick days that you're getting
double dipping.
You're double dipping, right? Another
pretty
one
smart.
From Clearwater. I'm in. I get the flu shot every year. But yet I still get the flu every year, so now I can make money off of it.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
It is.
I would say weight loss is in at least 40% of the texts we're getting. People saying a free way to lose weight. I don't know if that's the way you want to do it.
No, definitely not. But it is kind of a bonus if you have to find a glass half full in this scenario.
Yeah. People asked if your family can get a flu shot. Of course, absolutely. I would actually recommend if you took this deal that they should get the flu shot because you're definitely getting the flu. So, yeah, I took my kids last Friday, got them all the flu shot in one swoop. I just said, forget it. Don't even waste time. Just got to get it done. Someone said in St. Pete, they are out. The older you get, the more dangerous it is to have the flu. And I'm not risking all this for $3,300.
Okay. All right. All of these responsible people are really making me change my mind and go out.
Because
they're saying that all of the bills from going to the doctor will add up. You can't control what strand you're getting. So you could be deathly ill. There's hospital bills. People are pointing out all of the other things I didn't think about.
Another great point here is what if they find the cure for the flu, do you still get your $3,300? Even though, so what they're saying is you get the flu, but then you just go and get, like maybe in 10 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll take the flu. And then in 5 minutes, you go to the doctor and you get the cure and it's gone.
Well, you're the one who made this up. So you tell us.
I think if the deal is you get the flu, if there's a cure, go get the cure. Absolutely. Oh, you're back in. I see, Melanie.
All right, I think I'm staying in because I have faith that there will be a cure.
That's right. See, that's optimism here.
Or that it'll get less harsh instead of the opposite. So I'm in.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I would say right now we're about 70% of people on the text line that says they are in on this scenario.
I knew it.
Keep your text coming in. Would you get the flu every year, rest of your life, one time, but you also get $3,300 a year? This is a study they're doing at the National Institute of Health. And people are doing this. People are signing up for it. They're getting the flu voluntarily, and they're testing treatments on them and everything. So, $3,300.
Yeah, and then they're going on a vacation to wherever they want to go.
Right. And They're in great shape. They got six-pack abs because they just got the flu and they lost 15.
You don't get abs just by getting the flu.
In my world, you get abs. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Another text from In or Out. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Scenario is, would you get the flu every year and you'll get paid $3,300? This is a research study they're actually doing and people are doing this. So we took it next level and said, okay, well, here's what you have to do. The contract is you have to get the flu every year, once a year, but you will get the $3,300 every year for the rest of your life. And somebody who was out just jumped back in and watched the credit. Kevin's math, they said that is way too much money. They're only 35 years old, Kevin, so they get another 5 years on top of what you had. And they said that's way too much money to pass up. So they're in.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's crazy. Kevin, you had no idea. He came to work this morning, is now now getting people excited about getting the flu. Like, I bet you had no idea you woke up this morning. That's what you were going to be doing.
I did not.
That is crazy, man. People are all jacked up about getting the flu. So that's in or out. I would say now we're about 80% people saying they are in on that.
Yeah, I loved this one from Tampa. I'm in. I can finally be the one who gets taken care of. I'm a mom of two, and when my husband is sick, I become a mom of three. Show me the money. Anytime you can work in a show me the money reference, I love your text.
All right, good job. Keep the text coming in or out. Now on the phones, callers 9 and 10 for guitar pull tickets, 800-992-1099. We are playing the name game, callers 9 and 10. That show is sold out. Only way to get tickets is to be caller 9 or 10 and win the name game. Do that right now.
Still to come with Mike and Melanie.
Aw, yeah. Hey.
Coming up at 8:10, I'm jealous. Melanie, you'll be jealous, too. You're not going to believe what this company did for their employees, what they got them.
Oh.
It's crazy. We'll tell you at 8:10.
And new music from Dustin Lynch is on the way.
Riding bulls, don't nobody go down. Little trip through the countryside.
99.5 QIK, Rubenstein Law Traffic Center Update. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Name game on 99.5 QIK.
Sold out guitar pool tickets. That is what we're playing for right now. Jennifer and Destiny are contestants. So the only way to get these tickets right now is to win this game right here. Jennifer, you are the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds, Jennifer, to name one thing in that category. After you do, Destiny, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. Then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. Don't repeat anything. All right, we got 5 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
It is National Saxophone Day.
Yes.
So pull out your saxophone and play it if you have one. I'm sure y'all got one. Everyone's got one, right? In honor of that, name musical instruments. Jennifer, go.
Guitar. Keyboard. Cello. Drums. A triangle. Piano. Violin. Bass. Flute. Oh, man.
5 seconds is up. Jennifer, you have got the guitar pool tickets.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing along, Destiny.
Destiny, we'll have more guitar pool tickets coming up at 9:10 this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Let's roll.
There is Chase Rice. We're going to see him next Sunday night for our sold-out guitar poll. It's going to be great. 99.5 QYK. Chase Rice, Morgan Wallen, Jordan Davis, Hardy, Carly Pierce. And by the way, first ever guitar poll on a weekend.
Ooh-hoo, yeah.
So let's get some cold ones before and after.
Yeah, you guys know what games are playing and all that. So we'll watch some games and then go.
Oh, yeah, NFL games. Yeah, it's going to be the whole. This is a whole day now. This turned into a whole day and a whole night.
I'm excited.
It may take over part of Monday, too. I'm just putting y'all on notice. All right, so listen to what the Carolina Panthers, now they're a franchise of the National Football League. Guess what they did for their players, which are their employees. They have bought them a golf course.
What?
Yeah. So apparently the players, you know, they were, a lot of NFL players like to play golf in their spare time. and it makes them happy, and it's good to be outside, fresh air, get some sunshine, everything like that. So the Panthers are like, well, there is a golf course for sale just 4 miles from our facility. What if we buy one and, you know, the players will get special playing privileges? That'd be a nice perk. Also, get a load of this.
A nice perk. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. Well, this is what they did last year for the players. They got them. I don't know if you ever heard of this before, but it's a sommelier. Do you know what a sommelier is?
A sommelier? Like a wine connoisseur?
Yes. Yes. We say it a little differently, but yeah. How do you say it?
Sommelier.
Sommelier. I say a sommelier.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a difference.
Tomato, tomato. Okay.
Right. So they arrange each player gets access to this sommelier, a wine expert. So if they ever have questions about wine, they can call the personal sommelier. Sommelier.
Sommelier.
Yes. Thought you're saying Somalian.
That's
no,
what I thought.
It's sommelier.
I thought it was a sommelier.
I only know because my friend took some of the classes and passed like the first course.
Ooh.
I let
ladies
her pick
and gentlemen,
the wine at happy hour.
We have someone in the room whose friend is a sommelier.
Well, she never finished it, but.
Okay, a failed sommelier.
An attempted sommelier, okay? An attempted one.
An almost sommelier.
There you go. I'm not calling her failed.
She was nearly sommelier. Mm-hmm. Now she's no sommelier. Anyway, so this is really great what they did. And I was thinking to myself, what's the best thing that your company's ever done for you? The Panthers bought their players a golf course. They have a golf course.
So cool. I mean, if I was into golf.
Yeah, no, I'm not into golf, so I wouldn't. I mean, I'd like to hang out on golf courses. So I've been, you know, I drove the cart around for my buddies.
Well, yeah, golf cart driving, so fun.
Oh,
Bloody Mary's.
Way
yes.
more fun than chasing that little ball around the grass. That
yeah.
is way more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at this radio station in Indianapolis, and we had a gym in the basement of the radio station. It had a sauna.
What?
Okay, it had a gym and a sauna, and it had a half-court basketball half-court. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
That was
really cool.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, it'll never get better than this. Then I saw the golf thing, but I thought that was pretty cool. What's the best thing you ever had, Melanie? Oh, that's not a good face. Kevin, what's the best thing you ever had?
Yeah.
What?
I can't think of anything. Free coffee.
We work here. Say something.
Free coffee.
Okay, free coffee. Yes,
free
Melanie.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean,
just say something.
Free concert tickets is about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, nothing as cool as a half court or a steam room or sauna.
There's a sauna, yeah.
Yeah. What the crap is that? No, I never worked at a company that had that.
They wanted to keep their employees healthy.
Hey, I'm down. I would love, oh my gosh, a sauna.
I went 4 days a week. I took advantage of it. It was great. I mean, you didn't have to have a gym membership. I thought it was awesome.
That is awesome.
And it'll relieve stress and everything like that. One thing was weird, though, is some of the guys that work like all day, you know, like the marketing people and people in suits, they'd be down there working out, and then you'd see them the rest of the day. Now, there were showers and stuff, but still, it was...
Okay, here's my question with that. Do people go in there naked? Because, like, I don't need to see, you know, Bob from accounting in the...
In the sauna?
Yeah.
No, so you had a guy sauna and a female. There was, you didn't, you know, you can't have that together.
No, I know. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I thought it was one.
Like,
I didn't
was
know
I in there with Bob naked? Yeah,
yeah, like, were the family guys. Jewels out?
Most people would, yeah.
Okay,
some people
that's
did.
A little
yeah.
weird for the work.
Well, you have a towel, but you, yeah.
Still weird.
Yeah, now you think about it, it is weird.
It's weird.
All right.
But you also had two saunas, which is more than any sauna that I've had at a workplace.
Really good. All right, so we also get free paper towels here. I was just thinking about.
Yes.
We're always out of paper towels.
Well, gosh, can you say something positive about this?
Well, I love this place. I love this place, but I'm just saying.
We better take a break before we get in trouble. All right. Yeah.
We are always out of soap and towels.
Okay. Yes, we are. Can't believe it. Text us. What would you like to have from your work?
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Yep, there's Carrie, southbound, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Carrie, we told that story yesterday. It's great. Her tour wrapped up in Detroit the day before yesterday. So right after her tour, I thought this was great. She took her whole crew and she goes, guys, we are getting on a plane, but we ain't going home. She flew everyone to Vegas to see Guns N' Roses that night.
Awesome.
That was great.
Talk about a cool employer.
Well, talk about that's right. Those are her employees, right? Carrie's the boss. And we're just talking about the Carolina Panthers. They just bought a golf course for their players. Here's another perk of working here. You get a free golf course. So then we're talking about what's the coolest thing you have at work that your job does for you. And, you know, I think employers a lot of times get a bad rap. There are some not great employers. There's certainly some not great bosses. But there are some great ones out there.
Oh,
I was talking about this radio station I worked at in Indianapolis. We had a full gym in the downstairs. We had saunas. We had a basketball half court. I mean, it was crazy. We go down and play basketball. It was really cool. So what do you have at your work? And Melanie said what she loves here most is that 50% of the time we get free paper towels. And I thought that was great, too. I thought it was great. They don't get enough recognition here for that. It's not, you know, it's funny. Not one employee has ever done, like, the email. You know, there's the email here where like, the whole company sees it, or the whole, like all the stations here see it?
Oh, the company-wide email.
Not one employee has ever, and I've been here 3 years, and that has ever said, by the way, I want to thank you, Beasley Media, for all these paper towels most of the time. No one's ever done it. Anyway, we're getting some great texts coming in.
We are. And a lot of people are texting in some things that they wish their companies did have. Someone said that their boss pays for... you guys thought that was real funny, not just, about the paper towels. Good.
I don't know why, but I just...
my boss pays for the daycare cost for my kids. So that's something that somebody gets.
That's MVP.
That is awesome.
That is... You know what a struggle that is for so many people.
Yes.
You know, you worry about not being with your children all day, totally. And then your boss is paying for it? That is incredible.
That's really cool. I work for an alcohol company. We get free bottles and tasters, but who wouldn't love a margarita at work? So that's what they would add if they could.
Where do you look to apply for that job? Alcohol company. I'm sorry. That sounds like a show, a TV show. You know, like, what does that look like on the resume company? Well, from 2002 to 2020, I worked for an alcohol company. What is that?
Can't specify what the name of it was.
And it sounds like it's as cool as you'd think it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
you get
all this free stuff and sampling and...
Someone from Tampa said that if they could, they would have their company do a massage membership for everybody. I love that idea. Oh. That is so great.
That's the New England Patriots.
Who cares if we have paper towels?
The New England
soap?
Patriots have that, not the Carolina Panthers. Different football team.
Do they?
You'd have to know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't hear about that?
There's a big news story about the owner.
The owner. He
massages.
Oh, he went to the massage parlor. I know about that story.
Google it.
That was dirty.
Wrong football team. All right. So keep
a little different than the massage we're talking about, all right?
Keep the place said massage parlor. I mean, I'm just telling you.
That's his story, and he's stinking to it.
That's right.
I'm done. That's it. Play the song. We're going to end this right now. All right, it's keep the text coming in. And Luke Combs. This is Even Though I'm Leaving. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Real quick, got to get this in real quick. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. This guy's police officer, and, you know, we're such huge fans of law enforcement here.
Yes.
I would say law enforcement, teachers, first responders, overworked, underpaid. Got to get these people more money. We have to. I got to figure this out. This police officer's running in a race in full SWAT gear, okay? And his idea was he was going to run this race, and then he was going to ask his girlfriend to marry him. He's going to propose.
Oh, he was going to propose at the end?
Yeah, but during the race, somebody has a medical emergency, and he has to he has to assist. And then so he's kind of thinking to himself, well, what do I do? Because now I'm all, it's crazy here. It's a scene. Do I still actually do it? Here's the story.
I was almost done with the race, and my plan was to propose at the finish line. And I hear people screaming, medic, medic. Definitely a serendipitous moment. Mostly what I was trying to do as I finished the race was come up with something good to say. I was totally thrown off.
He gets out on one knee, and I thought that he was hurt. And then he just said, Aaron, I don't know what to say. I think I finally did say yes after I realized. So I did, yeah. No, I'm positive.
You let me put the rig on, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not sure. Did I actually say yes?
I'm
not really sure. Is it too late?
It's all a little fuzzy.
Congratulations, though. That's they're going to have a great story for life. There you are running this 5K, full SWAT gear. Then you need to actually give medical attention. And then you're like, oh, I got this diamond in my pocket. I got to do this, too. She said yes. They're going to be happy. It's an absolute great story.
Well, we don't know that she said yes, right?
She
took the ring.
He took the... Gosh.
She said yes.
She owns the ring.
She
owns the ring.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
All right, let's go to Louisiana. To a Walmart where a man showed up there in a shopping cart he showed up to his neighborhood bar in a cart that he stole from Walmart. See, here's the thing.
He showed up in it? What did he...
Yeah, you've seen people do that where they...
Where they get in the
they get in the car and they kind of drive. And then you got to get out and push again and get a jump. And if you go down a hill, you're really lucky. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my. Yes.
And it's really dangerous. Well, he showed up at the bar just past noon on Sunday.
Noon.
This guy's ready for all three football games. Yeah. The 1, the 4, and the 8 o'clocker. Oh,
you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Amen, sister. He's 32 years old and, well, he stumbled in and he was staggering and the bar called the police. And he told the police that he didn't know what had happened, but that he... That he couldn't get behind the wheel of his own car because he was too wasted. So he thought that if he got the shopping cart from Walmart, it would be a safer option.
Is that a DUI?
The police did agree with him that it was a safer option if you had to weigh the two.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
But he was arrested. He faces felony charges of, listen to this charge, unauthorized use of a movable vehicle. Not a motorized, movable vehicle. That's a felony in Louisiana. Careful in Louisiana.
The fact that they had to make that a thing because people were driving Barbie cars and now...
Yeah,
Walmart,
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, they were finding other ways. So Walmart shopping carts. All right, that's in Nutbag, North Florida. Real quick, in Wisconsin, a man totally freaked out on Pizza Hut employees because they didn't put enough cheese on his pizza. This guy had ordered it last week. He got home and he said, "Are you kidding me?" He storms back into the Pizza Hut. It was arguing with the employees. They call the police. And he starts arguing with the police, and he says, "I'm a hardworking American. Don't I deserve more cheese than this?" And he shows him the cheese, and the police said, "Listen, you came in here, you're yelling and screaming. You are under arrest for disorderly conduct." I will say, though, it's got to be tough being a pizza place in Wisconsin. That is the cheese state. They take cheese very serious, you know. If I'm an employer, if I own a pizza place, I'm just going to overdo the cheese in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Just because, you know what I'm saying? Cheese connoisseurs, you're from there. Yeah, your family's there.
Yeah, and no one would ever return a pizza saying, "Oh, there's too much cheese on
this." Right, yeah, in Wisconsin, you would never hear that.
No.
Those are nutbags north of Florida. Man, cheese pizzas and Walmart shopping carts. This segment's really outdone itself today. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Guitar pull tickets in 30 seconds. First, real quick, I got to play you this woman. She's created a soundboard to communicate with her dog.
This is amazing.
99.5 QIK. This is one of my favorite things. Listen.
Okay. You hear something outside, but we're going to stay inside.
Outside.
Let's go outside.
The dog knows, he presses on the thing, and it says, so the dog knows, based on what she's doing, what she's saying, to press to tell her what he wants. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, she's got this mat down on the ground. The Instagram account is now going viral. My friend Brittany sent it to me the other day, and I couldn't help it. I'm telling you, you want to waste some time today at work?
Great.
Seriously, go on this. You will get sucked into the hole watching this dog communicate with its owner via buttons on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to happen. I'm going to do it. I'm telling you. I'm going to do it.
Because you watch one and you're like, okay, well, he tells her to go outside. But then you continue on and it's like, oh, my gosh, he's got to go to the bathroom. And he's telling her. He's
so hungry.
Cool.
He hits the button.
He
I'm hungry. Unbelievable.
Hungry.
All right. So check that out. That is, I think that's a really, really funny story. And waste a lot of time on that today. It's worth it. Anything on dogs is worth wasting your time. Because it's not a waste of time. It's great.
Exactly. You're welcome. It is up on the blog, too. So 99.5QIK.com.
Go to the Morning Crew page and check that out.